Have you been following at all? This is a little trivial, but why not? Have you been following at all the story of Hockey Night in Canada and this guy named Don Cherry? He's like a 90-year-old legendary hockey coach for the Boston Bruins and other teams. And have you been following this, Steve?
No, this is what's great about your show, because I read headlines and then I never really know what else happens, like the Northwestern one and this one too.
Yeah, well,
I know he's kind of outrageous.
He is. He wears the most unbelievable outfits. I mean, crazy, colorful, coordinated, beautiful, bizarre outfits. He's handsome as hell, and he's full of himself, and he always has been. Don Cherry of Canada. And he's been known to say sometimes outrageous things. For instance, Elif, let's just play a little history of this guy on TV. How about Don Cherry on women in the locker room? Some of these are slightly dated. It's sort of a mashup we got this from of his career. But this is Don Cherry talking about women in the locker room.
I want to say something first of all, okay? All right. I want to say something first of all. I don't believe, and I really believe this, I don't believe women should be in the male dressing room. I know, wait a minute, I remember the first time it happened to me, guys are walking around naked.
Okay, thank you very much. Then, this is Don Cherry talking about how some people don't have a level playing field in life. Some folks start out a little higher up the ladder, some people don't. This is the next cut, fair shake in life.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't some kids feel like they haven't been given a fair shake in life? Ask Davis
in. Fair shake in life. Go out and get your own fair shake in life and work for it. Don't give me that stuff.
Some kids don't want to play in Canada, and he was asked or somehow wanted to opine about why some kids don't want to play hockey in Canada.
And why he doesn't want to come here,
he's
afraid. Oh, he said he'd come and play in front. But, Ron, did you fall off a turbo truck?
This is him on sometimes, I guess this is before they put the net up all the way around the hockey arena or not, but this is him on women at hockey games.
And you women are going to get mad at me out there. When you come to the games, keep your eyes on the puck. And I'm telling you, I've seen some awful smacks, and it's always a woman yapping away there.
Good grief.
That guy.
Do we just hear the yapping away there?
Yapping away there, eh? So that guy, in between the first and second period on Saturday nights in Canada, he's the legendary. And he always has his long-suffering journalist guy with him, you know, the other announcer, who always looks like he'd rather be at a proctologist's office. He's just sitting there with this glum look on his face while Don Cherry goes off. The other night, they were talking about Veterans Day and how on the 11th of November, a lot of people wear the poppies. Poppies are something you might purchase, and it supports veterans and military causes in the United States and in Canada, too. And it bothers him that he doesn't see enough people wearing the poppies. So, Elif, this is Don Cherry Hockey Night when he, and there's two words in this next soundbite that got him fired.
Downtown Toronto, forget it, downtown Toronto, nobody wears a poppy. You people love, you they come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price. Anyhow, I'm going to run it again for you great people and good Canadians that bought a poppy. I'm still going to run it.
Run some video salute. But the two words that got him fired there are...
You people.
You people got him fired. Because he's referring to immigrants. You people enjoy our land of milk and honey, but you're not willing to wear the poppy. And for that, they fired him. Now, maybe that was just the straw that broke the camel's back. I said...
Yeah, I'd say.
I almost hope so, because, you know... Nothing good about that rant of his, maybe. Or maybe you agree with him. I don't know. But I'm with you, Lauren, that whatever you think of that, I don't think there's enough there to cost you your job.
Right. So the intention is understandable. Yes, support veterans. You know, you'd like to see more support. But the way he delivered the message and the way he was viewing the message, apparently, based on the words he used, is not appropriate.
He's saying you people of color aren't as patriotic, I think, as the white Canadians. I think that's what he's saying. You know, in Toronto, there's a columnist at The Sun called Brad Hunter, And I reached out to him to ask him if he could put a little context to this. Hey, Brad, this is John. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Very well, thanks, John. How are you today?
Good. So we don't know anything about this guy or this story, but you just heard everything we know. What else should we know here, Brad?
Well, Don Cherry is, Canada's kind of a rural-urban divide, and a lot of people in the urban areas aren't so keen on Don Cherry's view, where he's beloved, you know, outside the cities among the hewers of wood and the those sorts of people. He's iconic. There's no equivalent on American sports TV to Don Cherry. He's bombastic. He's outspoken. He's loud. I think he's sort of the Tim Hortons guy that the average person in Canada likes to see themselves a little bit as.
I think he's the crazy uncle at the Thanksgiving Day table too, isn't he?
Oh yeah. No, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, even among the most liberally minded can find a chuckle at some of the things Don Cherry says. But this time, he's 85 years old, and I think the grand poobahs at the state broadcaster and in corporate Canada have been gunning for him for quite a while, not really up with the brand sort of thing.
Well, you wrote a piece about this then, and to start, you sort of gave him his due, but as your commentary on his commentary went on, you said you can't do that. You particularly since, help me out on this, Brad, but you said if you look at the members of, say, the military in Canada, it's a rainbow of people. The white Canadians don't have special claim to being good Canadians. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, I thought like Don Cherry to an extent, not to that extreme or anything like that, for a good deal of time. And then my daughter is an air cadet, and there was like hundreds of these cadets at their graduation sort of ceremony. And, there was, like 50% were people who were visible minorities. It wasn't the good old white small town Canada there, and these kids are great kids, all he had to do too was turn on the television on Remembrance Day, and he would have seen the ceremonies in downtown Toronto, and probably 50% of the people in downtown Toronto were people of color as well, all wearing poppies.
And that was the thing that set him off, isn't it? How do you know if somebody's sufficiently patriotic or appreciates the sacrifice of the military? He says, well, they weren't wearing poppies. I didn't wear a poppy in Chicago yesterday. Nobody offered me one. I didn't see one. I would have bought or worn one had I maybe I should have gone out of my way. I didn't.
It's a little more hardcore here, John, but I think I've lost three. I've gone through three of them. So if he, got me last Thursday afternoon, he would have said, oh, my God, that guy's an unpatriotic schmuck. He doesn't have a poppy. When, in fact, I've gone through three of them. But and they were harder to find this year, to be quite honest.
So do you think that he should lose his job for saying you people?
No. I think we've gone to an extreme on all these things. The call-out culture, it's almost like the Salem witch trials.
Hold on, you don't like what he said, but you don't think it should cost him his job. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you've seen a lot of Canadian TV, you'd say, oh, my God, he's the most interesting guy on Canadian TV. But I don't think, I mean, I'm of two minds on it. I think probably he should be looking at the door, but should have this been the time? I'm not sure. As much as my own backlash against call-out culture and crucifying everybody who ever said, spit,
right.
So that's just me. But the learned folk at the broadcast companies are no better than I guess.
A little more sensitive to it maybe than I thought they would be. You can read our guest online, the Toronto Sun columnist Brad Hunter, on this other guy, Don Cherry. If nothing else today, do yourself a favor and do a Google image search of Don Cherry, because he is, he's fun to look at, if nothing else. I'm out of time, Brad, but it's nice to talk to you today. Thanks for joining us.
Terrific, John. Thanks a lot. Take care now.
Our best to you folks in Toronto.